353 Slide, American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 821. But whether or not he made out that financial sheet, I'll tell you something that he did do on Saturday afternoon, when he was waiting up there for old Jim to come back to burn that body. I'll tell you something that he did do, and don't forget the envelope, and don't forget the way that paper was folded either. Don't forget it. Listen to this. I trust this finds you and dear Tante, that's the German for aunt, well after arriving safe in New York. I hope you found all the dear ones well, in Brooklyn. Didn't have any wealthy people in Brooklyn, eh? This uncle of his was mighty near Brooklyn, the very time old Jim says he looked up and said, I have wealthy people in Brooklyn. And I would really like to know, I would like to see how much that brother-in-law that runs that cigar business has invested in that store and how much he has got. The very letter that you wrote on Saturday, the 26th, shows that you anticipated that this old gentleman, whom everybody says has got money, was then, you supposed, in Brooklyn, because here you say that, I hope you have found all the dear ones well. But I'm coming back to what Frank said to old Jim, and I await a letter from you telling me how you found things there in Brooklyn. Lucille and I are well. Now here is a sentence that is pregnant with significance, which bears the earmarks of the guilty conscience. Tremulous as he wrote it, no, he could shut his eyes and write and make up a financial sheet. He's capable and smart, wonderfully endowed intellectually. But here's a sentence that, if I know human nature and know the conduct of the guilty conscience, and whatever you may say about whether or not he prepared the financial sheet on Saturday morning, here's a document I'll concede was written when he knew that the body of little Mary Fagan, who died for virtue's sake, lay in the dark recesses of that basement. It is too short a time, he says, since you left for anything startling to have developed down here. Too short, startling, but too short a time, and that itself shows that the dastardly deed was done in an incredibly short time. And do you tell me, honest men,